Decide if the statements are true or false. Fill in the space of the circled T or F according to what you hear and remember from the reading.
Joanne Kathleen Rowling was born in 1966 in Bristol, UK. From an early age, she enjoyed books. She liked to write stories for her younger sister, Di. Her first story, Rabbit, was about a rabbit that had the measles. When Rowling was 9, her family moved to a village called Tutshill. Her parents wanted to live in a small town. Rowling loved walking in the woods and by the river with her sister. However, her school was small and old-fashioned. Rowling says that she was shy and was not good at sports. She preferred telling stories.
1. Rowling's first book was about a sick rabbit. 2. Rowling loved going to school in a small town.
3. Rowling studied French at Exeter University and then spent a year in Paris. After graduation, she worked as a secretary in London. She says she was the world's worst secretary. One day, she took a train from Manchester to London. On the trip, she had an idea about a boy who lives with a family that mistreats him. Although the boy doesn't realize it, he is a wizard. Then, the boy learns the truth, and he goes to Hogwarts, a school for wizards. By the time Rowling arrived in London, the main characters and the story for her first novel were complete. She also had a name for the hero, Harry Potter. In 1992, Rowling went to Portugal to teach English. There, she married a Portuguese journalist and had a daughter, Jessica. After her divorce, Rowling went to Edinburgh, Scotland, with her infant daughter and a suitcase full of notes for her novel. She wanted to live near her sister, Di. She was unemployed and lived on public assistance. Rowling took Jessica on long walks around Edinburgh. When the baby fell asleep, Rowling stopped at coffee shops to write. That is how she finished her book.
3. Rowling believes she did a good job as a secretary. 4. Rowling first got the idea for Harry Potter when she was on an airplane. 5. Rowling moved from Portugal to Edinburgh because her sister lived in Edinburgh. 6.
Rowling sent her book to publishers. It was rejected several times. Rowling began teaching French classes. Then she found a literary agent, Christopher Little. She chose Little because she liked his name. He sold her book, which was titled Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, to a publishing company in the UK. When the book was later published in the US, it was called Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Rowling then had enough money to quit teaching. She could write all the time. In her books, Harry attends school at Hogwarts for 7 years. Rowling plans to write one novel about each of his school years. Rowling has carefully planned all 7 books. In fact, she wrote the final paragraph of the last book before she finished the first book. Her novels have also been made into successful films. Like her famous creation, Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling has had magic in her life. Rowling has sold over 100 million books. Her books have encouraged young people to read. They are popular with adults, too. They have been translated into 42 languages. Rowling has won many awards and is the wealthiest woman in the UK, even wealthier than the Queen. What is the secret of the success of her books? Is it the fast action, the humor, or the magic? According to Rowling, it is because the books are really about the power of the imagination. Most of her readers agree.
6. The first Harry Potter book was accepted by a publisher right away. Seven. Rowling has already written the ending of the last Harry Potter book. Eight. The Harry Potter books are popular with both children and adults.